Well, in the book, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, it's about Caspian setting out to find these seven lost lords that, now the reason they, we're not actually sure, the reason they were banished, the reason they're gone in the book is a little different from the way it is in the movie. But it's basically about Caspian setting out to find these lords that were lost and sort of the adventures they have along the way.
And the children from this world get, I imagine, magics there in some way.
Yes, it involves, they find, just like in the book, there's a picture in a spare bedroom and the painting of a ship, and it comes to life when they're dragged in, and they find themselves, like, in the world of the picture, and it's never explained exactly why, it kind of like, why exactly the picture works that way, which is kind of part of the magic of it.
And it is true, it's an interesting word you use, the word magic, because C.S. Lewis's books, to many people, certainly when I was growing up, when many of our listeners are growing up, would have actually provided that magic. Is it easy for that magic to transport itself to the big screen?
Well, I think that, yeah, certainly one of the exciting things about technology is that we have the ability to create things that, you know, even just, you know, 10, 20 years ago would have sort of impossible to do. And I think that that is one of the challenging things as a filmmaker is to create these worlds that have magic in them and duffelpuds and monsters and sea serpents, but give it a real three-dimensional credibility at the same time. And I think that's something the first two films have done very well. Clearly a fairy tale world, but a believable physical credibility at the same time.
Although they are clearly loved by children, there is still there is an underlying dark side to the Narnia tales, isn't there? And I imagine that The Voyage of the Dawn Treader is no exception.
Dark side? There might be certain elements that are dark in some ways. I would not compare it to Lord of the Rings, for example, in that regard. I think that for the most part, the Narnia stories, with just a couple exceptions, are actually fairly lighthearted. I think they certainly deal with very, very serious themes and ideas, absolutely. And although that being said, yeah, there definitely are elements, particularly I would say in Prince Caspian, and maybe one that's a few films away, The Last Battle, we'll start to see that there is a darker side of Narnia, absolutely.
And if you, obviously, this is the third of the C.S. Lewis books to appear on the big screen. If you haven't seen the others, will this movie in its own right still make sense to you?
Well, I would imagine that I think that you can go see the movie having not seen the first two films, and you'll be able to understand the plot and follow it and enjoy it. But definitely, I don't think it'll be. I would imagine you won't be able to fully really appreciate it and get the full experience unless you've seen the first two films.
We mentioned earlier that you are part of the website NarniaWeb.com. Presumably, that must make you an incredibly huge Narnia enthusiast. How did you end up being so?
Well, my grandfather taught a college course on Lewis and Tolkien, and so I kind of grew up just kind of knowing what Narnia was, and being my parents read them to me when I was a kid and just being exposed to them a lot. In early 2001, I just, you know, sat down and happened to read them all the way through for myself, and they just changed my life. They really did. There are just so many, these books are, you know, supposedly for kids, and yeah, I guess they are, but there's just so many themes and ideas in here that really takes multiple readings to really pick up on all these layers that I didn't even pick up on until I read them as an adult. And then I heard they were making movies a couple of years later and immediately started following the news every day. And since these books have had such an impact on my life, and I think the things they talk about are so important, a lot of it is stuff I think the world needs to hear. When I heard they were making movies, the first reaction is, oh, that's exciting. But then it's like, oh, I hope they get it right. And part of what I do on NarniaWeb, the way I view it, is trying to give the fans a voice, give them a place where they can, you know, maybe hold the filmmakers accountable a little bit and say, oh, we like this, we don't like this. And that's the exciting part for me.